Welcome back to D&B College. Today we're carving a jungle-style 808 tail in Ableton Live 12, and the goal is not just to make a long sub-note. We want something that behaves like a real old-school D&B arrangement weapon. Something that can bridge energy between a heavy drum phrase and the next event, a break flip, a fill, a bass answer, a drop variation, or that tense little bar right before the switch-up. That's the mindset here. In jungle and old-school D&B, movement comes from arrangement as much as sound design. So this 808 tail needs to feel intentional. It should breathe around the drums, stay centered, and fall away in a musical way instead of just fading out like a test tone. Let's start simple. Don't begin with a huge bass line. Put in a short 808 note, somewhere around half a bar to one bar, and think of it as a phrase-ending event. If you're using a sample, load it into simpler in one shot or classic mode so it hits cleanly. Keep the velocity consistent at first, somewhere around 90 to 110, and align it to the tonal center of the track. What you want to hear at this stage is a statement, not a pad. The note should feel like it arrives with purpose. Now shape the envelope first. This is where the tail starts to become useful. In simpler, keep the attack very fast, around 0 to 5 milliseconds. Let the decay sit somewhere in the few hundred millisecond range, maybe up to around 900 depending on how long you want the phrase to breathe. Keep sustain low or off, and use a short release so the note has a clear body and then a taper. Why this works in D&B is simple. The bass tail needs to leave room for the break. Jungle phrasing is all about the contrast between busy drums and controlled low-end sustain. If the envelope is too open, the groove flattens out and the snare loses its conversation with the bass. Keep it tight. Keep it deliberate. If you're synthesizing the 808 with something like operator or wave-eatable, keep the source minimal. A clean sign with a controlled envelope is often the best foundation for this kind of carve. Next, decide how you want the tail to move. You've got two great options. You can use a filter carve. Put auto filter after the 808, set it to low pass, and start with the cutoff fairly open. Then automate it down over the tail. You might start around the lower mid-range and bring it down so the tail gets darker as it dies away. Or you can use a volume carve. Use utility or clip gain automation and fade the tail out while keeping the tone more unchanged. That gives you a more direct, old-school feel. If you want the tail to feel like it's sinking into darkness, go with the filter. If you want it to stay pure and functional, go with the volume fade. Both work. The key is that the tail should lose energy in a deliberate shape, not just disappear randomly. Now let's add controlled grit. Put saturator after the envelope shaping. You're not trying to destroy the sub. You're trying to create harmonics that help it read on smaller speakers. A drive of a few dB, soft clip-on, and output compensated is a strong starting point. If you want a little more edge, you can push it gently, but don't overcook it. What to listen for here? Does the bass still feel solid in the low end while gaining just enough character up top? If it turns fuzzy or unstable, back off the drive and make sure the envelope isn't too long before the distortion. If it loses weight, the saturation is probably too aggressive. That's a big lesson in D&B. The sub itself is not always what the listener hears on smaller systems. The harmonics are. So add enough grit to translate, but keep the low end stable and focused. After that, clean it up with EQ8. Think of EQ as an arrangement tool here, not just a mix fix. If there is rumble below the useful zone, trim it gently. If the tail clouds the break, cut some low mid buildup around the muddy area, roughly between 120 and 250 Hz depending on the sound. And if the saturation creates harshness, take a small bite out around the upper mids. What to listen for when the tail sits with the drums? Does the snare still speak clearly? Does the kick still punch through? Or is the low mid bloom masking the phrase? You're always checking the tail against the groove, not just against itself. Now lock it to the break. This part matters a lot. In the arrangement view, place the 808 tail so it interacts with the drum phrase. End of bar placements are classic. The last half beat, the last beat of bar 2 or bar 4, or a response after a snare fill. You can nudge it a few milliseconds earlier or later if the pocket feels off. What to listen for? Does the tail land with authority, or does it feel lazy and late? Does it breathe around the ghost notes, or step on them? Even tiny timing shifts can change the whole energy of a jungle loop. Once the shape works, commit it to audio. This is where arrangement control gets much faster. Bounce or resample the processed tail to a new audio track. Now you can trim the front, fade the end, shorten later repeats, or even reverse a tiny bit of the tail to create lift into the next bar. This is a huge workflow win in D&B, because the best bass phrases often come from micro edits, not endless sound design tweaks. If the tail is acting like a phrase element, print it, then edit it like arrangement material. A really strong way to use this is in a tubar loop. Let the drums and main bass phrase run in bar 1. Bring the tail in or extend it in bar 2. Then carve it down in the last half of that bar so it makes space for a fill, a pickup, or a snare turn. On the next pass, shorten it slightly to create forward motion. On the next, let it resolve into silence or a switch up. That call and response logic is pure jungle. The bass answers the drums, then gets out of the way. It leaves a memory. It creates anticipation. That's the magic. Here's a good decision point to keep in mind. If you want tension, use a longer, darker tail. If you want punch and urgency, use a shorter tail with a harder cutoff. Both are valid. Long tails work beautifully for atmospheres, turnarounds, and darker transitions. Short tails are killer for old-school switch-ups and DJ-tight edits. And always check it against the full drum system. Don't judge the 808 in solo after this point. Put it with the kick, the snare, and the break. Listen to whether the groove still breathes. Listen to whether the snare after the tail still hits hard. If that snare suddenly feels smaller, the tail is probably holding too much low mid memory. Shorten the decay before reaching for more EQ. Keep the low end mono and centered. If you add any width, reserve that for higher harmonics only. A wide sub might sound exciting alone, but it can fall apart in a club system. Keep the weight dead center. Now make the arrangement evolve. Don't keep the exact same tail every time. That gets static fast. For an intro, you might use a longer, more filtered tail. In the first drop, a cleaner medium tail might work better. In a later drop, shorten it and make it a little grittier. In the final section, you could make the cutoff more aggressive or even flip the end of the tail into a subtle reverse lead-in. That's where the arrangement payoff really lies. The same 808 idea can carry different emotional weight across the track if you change its role. Nice and subtle, but varied effective. A few bonus thoughts that really help here. Let the tail darken faster than it decays. The first 100 to 200 milliseconds are the identity zone, so keep the front strong and do the carving later. Pair the tail with a chopped break, not a full drum collapse, because that vintage dialogue between sub and break is what makes it feel alive. And if the tail feels too polite, add harmonics before adding volume. A little saturation usually translates better than just pushing the fader. One more useful trick, keep a clean source lane and an arranged lane. The source stays untouched. The arranged lane is where you trim, distort, commit, and destroy the tail into something functional. That separation saves you from overprocessing the only usable take. So let's recap the core idea. Start with a short 808 note that feels like a phrase ending. Shape the envelope so it has a strong hit and a controlled decay. Carve the tail with either filtering or volume. Add gentle saturation for translation. Clean up with EQ. Then place it against the drums so it supports the break instead of fighting it. Once the phrase works, print it to audio and edit the shape by hand. After that, vary the tail across the arrangement so it becomes a real transition tool, not just a long sub note. The best result should feel like an old-school jungle punctuation mark. Deep, functional, a little tense, and totally locked to the groove. Now I want you to put this into practice. Build two versions inside a tubar drum loop. One long, darker, more filtered tail. One shorter, punchier version with more direct impact. Keep it stock Ableton only, and print at least one version to audio so you can trim and shape it by hand. Then listen in context and ask yourself the real question, does this tail create anticipation, or does it just occupy space? If it creates anticipation, you're on the right path. Go build it, test it against the break, and make that 808 tail speak like a proper jungle arrangement tool.